Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, we're going to look at the top 10 craziest and creepiest clips from Kenneth Copeland. Now, many of you know he's one of the worst false teachers in history. But millions are still fooled by this man every single year, and I'm hoping this episode will help expose him once and for all. So are you ready? Let's go.
Give you a chance to raise your income. Praise God. You missed a place to shout right there that you need to get used to this now. Amen. Glory to God. Of course, all of our offerings will go toward the outreaches of Kenneth Copeland Ministries and especially Kenneth Copeland Ministries Canada, and the territories under which the Canadian office is. Shigama. Tevrema ombo brevis to cinema hantetke. Inge und uet genyandos dog sisik pukukla nam em vremenesto. Stelogla hamalana lelo lendilek inkren in stelest karatak.
Well, that was Kenneth Copeland. And like I said before, he is one of the worst false teachers of all times. And it is shocking what comes out of the mouth of this man. But today we're going to expose him like the fraud that he is, because the Bible commands us to in Ephesians 5:11 and Romans 16 verses 17 and 18. But why do we do this? 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 24 through 26 says we do this in the hopes that they may repent and come to the knowledge of the truth. So let's get started. Number 10, holy laughter. Here you're going to see Kenneth Copeland act like a total fool as he encourages people to laugh, all while claiming it's godly and good for the soul.
The Associated Press said that Joe Biden is president. Ha! 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 Yeah! Yeah! Yeah. Yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's going to be president. Mickey Mouse is going to be king. Yeah. Yeah.
Number 9, healing gone wrong. In this next clip, you're going to see Kenneth Copeland as he pretends that he has some superpower to heal people and lays his hand, pushes a guy over and claims he's healed and moves on.
Yeah, that's him going through you right now. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Glory to God. You're not bound to this chair. The day will come, you'll walk out of it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Now then, you guys, just help him up. Help him up. Power of God's all over him. He's not hurt. He's not hurt. Praise the God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord God. Praise the Lord God. Praise the Lord God.
Number 8, I call this the said no verse ever clip. Here Copeland claims that God didn't create the world out of nothing. What? Are you sure about that? What Bible is he reading? Oh, that's right. He doesn't read the Bible. He just goes by whatever pops into his head.
I have actually heard preachers bragging on God created this universe out of nothing. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He created it out of something you can't see.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Believed it in his heart, said it with his mouth.
Number 7, creepy communion. Now, I thought that we take communion to celebrate Jesus shedding his blood for us on the cross. But clearly, Kenneth Copeland wants to add his blood to make it all about him.
Pour that in there. Okay.
That's the cutting of the covenant. And then I would do the same.
Now Jesus said, take this cup. This is my blood of the new covenant.
Number six, God is what? I still can't believe the nonsense in this next clip. The fact that God does not strike him dead blows my mind. See if you can see what's wrong in what you're about to watch.
Who was the biggest loser? Satan? No. God. God lost his man. God lost the woman he created with his own hands. God had given Adam absolute authority over this planet, and his own created son committed high treason and bowed his knee to the devil, and the devil took over.
Number five, full of hot air. It never surprises me how powerful Copeland thinks he is. He thinks his words have power and that he can speak things into existence. Well, let's see how that turned out for him.
When?
When?
Almighty!
Almighty!
Strong! South wind!
South wind!
Heat!
Heat!
Burn this thing!
Burn this thing!
In the name of Jesus!
In the name of Jesus!
Satan, you bow your knee!
Satan, you bow your knee.
You fall on your face.
You fall on your face.
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
I blow. The wind of God.
The wind of God.
On you.
On you.
You are destroyed forever.
You are destroyed forever.
And you will never be back.
And you'll never be back.
Number four, the wrong Jesus. In this next clip, you will see clear proof that Kenneth Copeland not only hates the God of the Bible, but doesn't know who he is. This is shocking and should make you run in the opposite direction.
We know that Jesus went to hell. A lot of people have trouble with that. I got in a lot of trouble for preaching it. It was an evening service, and I just preached Mark 11, 23, 24, and 25, and I got over into that Jesus went to hell and he suffered there, and then he was born again in hell and rose from the dead, the firstborn from the dead. Jesus went to hell and he suffered there, and then he was born again in hell and rose from the dead, the firstborn from the dead.
Number three, demonic eyes. Although this clip is one of the most famous clips of Kenneth Copeland, I don't think it's the worst, but it does show his true colors for all the world to see. This man is clearly cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and should give you the creeps.
Again, getting back to the comment, you said that you don't like to fly commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. And don't you ever say I did. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers.
Can you explain what you meant by that? Yes. By that term, then? Yes. Just explain, because it's really simple. You said you didn't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. What did you mean?
Number two, prayer gone wrong. In this next clip, you will see one of the craziest things ever. The Bible is clear that we are to pray to God and God alone. Yet Kenneth must have missed that Bible verse.
Father, we come before your word this morning with expectant hearts. And we praise you and thank you for this very, very, very important service today. The honor of the Lord. Again, the present. Oh, there that is again. But thank God we prayed. Thank God it's done. Satan, you are so defeated. Let me ask you, Satan, how are you this morning, Mr. Zero? Mr. Nothing? Mr. Destroyed?
Now, before we get to number one, I want to share with you an honorable mention. This is just another example of how evil this man is and how deceived and lost people are. How anyone can believe this nonsense is beyond me.
Put your hand on your head like that. Bald spots, I call you gone. Hair! Grow! Hair! Grow!
Number one, divine DNA. This has to be one of the most crazy things I've ever heard in church. The problem is that most people think it's biblical and just go along with it.
You were born again of the Spirit. You were born of the Spirit. You were born exactly with the same spiritual DNA as Jesus. You were born with the DNA of God Almighty. You're not a little like Jesus. You are exactly like Jesus.
You're not a little like Jesus. You are exactly like Jesus.
You're born of His Spirit. You have His name. You have His word. You are not only in His image, you are in His likeness.
Well, now that you've seen the top 10 craziest clips of Kenneth Copeland, which one would you put at number one? Maybe there's some ones that I don't even know about. Comment below and let me know what you think. Now, I just want to remind everybody, when you're watching things like this, the Bible says that we are to test everything against God's word. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. We can't rely on our feelings or our experiences or our emotions, because that will lead us in the wrong direction. Well, he has a nice big ministry and he's on TV and he uses a couple Bible verses. So what? Even the Bereans in Acts 17:11 checked everything that Paul said against the word to see if it was so. Kenneth Copeland and other false teachers like him, they love to twist God's word and prey on hurting and gullible people and make merchandise out of them. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Please understand that false teachers may seem biblical and are doing good, but the fact is, and the truth that you need to hear is, that Kenneth Copeland only cares about Kenneth Copeland. And now that you have seen the truth, please share the truth so that others won't get sucked up into his unbiblical nonsense.